freaking out and going totally nuts. And that's the scary owl. Even though I don't know why, I'm bouncing and freaking out and going totally nuts. And that's the end of my sanity. Being a scary owl. Even though I don't know why, I'm bouncing and freaking out and going totally nuts. And that's the end of my sanity. It's scary how, even though I don't know why, I'm bouncing.
Ah! Oh my God!
It's so bad.
Bad. I don't know what happened. But it got bad there. It was scary.
Freaking out and going totally nuts. And that's the end of my sanity. Being a scary owl. Even though I don't know why, I'm bouncing and freaking out and going totally nuts. And that's the end of my sanity. It's scary owl. Even though I don't know why, I'm bouncing and freaking out and going totally nuts. And that's the end of my sanity. It's scary owl. Even though I don't know why, I'm bouncing and freaking out and going totally nuts. And that's the end of my sanity. It's scary how, even though I don't know why, I'm bouncing and freaking out and going totally nuts. And that's the end of my sanity. It's scary how, even though I don't know why, I'm bouncing and freaking out and going totally nuts. That's the end of my sanity.
It's not the truth, though. You don't understand. Impossible things happen every morning over a half a dozen times. And it's nothing new here. It's perfectly ordinary. So I wouldn't worry about it if I were you. It's just exactly what always happens. And people who worry about it, just they get neurotic, exotic, psychotic, redacted, dilithium probed monsters. It's really not my problem, don't you think? It's someone else's problem. I keep thinking it must be someone else's problem, but then I keep finding out, no, it's my problem. It's my problem, and you don't understand how much of my problem it is. If you don't understand, it's still my problem.
I got my own computer. I was so psyched to explore a whole new world. I just don't feel normal. My friends are nice, but they just don't get me.
I feel like such a weirdo!
Go to be understood. I found this online show. I can call in. I can express myself. Be on TV. Weirdos TV. Weirdos.com. Sometimes a stranger can be your best friend.
That's a fine, like, word, you know.
White trash English was very like, this guy's a jerk off. What's he doing here? Like when I, and then I started, okay, when I moved back to the, when I moved to the Bronx after I was thrown out of Plan Oz, like I met Black. And then I started getting flashbacks. I'm in the Bronx, because we're close to Westchester, about white trash English. Like, what the fuck is jerk off? Like, you just don't hang around white trash too long, you don't do anything, or like, they just start beating the shit out of you, or they start saying, like, it's fucking jerk off, man. Get out of here. It's totally not. Then I integrated, like, that's not a nigger, that's a jerk off. Or like, fuck this guy. Okay. That was a good integration program. So now, what you can't do, German integration program, yes. It's all over here. Actually, think of a civilized way of doing things here. It would be impossible, I think, in the German way. That's such a mess. But I thought of a new one. Let's do Jewish. Like the Jewish language. Now, why did I bring this up? Because white trash never explain things. They just stare at you. It was Jewish that taught me everything that I knew in my life. Originally, man. White trash never taught me anything. Jewish. That taught me everything. I know. Yeah, then I, okay. What's the problem with this? It's like, when you speak Jewish English to non-Jewish English speakers, which I'm not really Jewish, even though my mother was Jewish, but she wasn't really Jewish too, is that they deflect the conversation, they stare at you, or they change the subject, which is not in Jewish language ideas. But they never answer the question, they just stare at you. Huh? So now, I'm doing Jewish-English integration program. The one with the schmatzer, like, that's not a black guy, that's a jerk off. Like, what the fuck is this jerk off doing here? Was actually quite successful. So now we're doing Jewish-English, and you need to explain everything.
Everything.
They actually explain everything to me. Jewish. So recently, man, it was like maybe like I'd say 8 years ago it stopped. I stopped getting Jewish explanations. Really, up to about 8 years ago. So where did I get this idea from? Like German language course. Like when I would speak German and someone who's not a German, I'm saying, why am I talking to a piece of human trash? I know that's really bad to think like that. It's probably very nice people. It's like that's Jewish English to say that. They're probably very nice people when you say that. But the thing is, I don't like speaking German to you. You're not a German. So I might speak German to a Jew. I just really, it's really still up to this point. I don't like speaking German. You're doing on German. Even if I'm wondering if I'm German.
That's what I said. So that's why I said so. I think it's really true. It's really, really, really true. It's really, really the kind of thing that I support wholeheartedly, but I would never advocate. I would only negotiate and hop for the beast. This is what I do anyway.
We'll be right back. is great. Our substance, yours and mine, comes out of the earth and first appears in the ground. Yours and mine comes out of the earth and first appears in the grass blades. Oh, it's grain. Our substance, yours and mine, comes out of the earth and first appears in the grass blades. Oh, it's grain. Our substance, yours and mine, comes out of the earth and first appears in the grass blades. Oh, it's grain. Our substance, yours and mine, comes out of the earth and first appears in the grass blades. Oh, it's grain.
Thinking it's not there, and then
yours and mine.
There it is.
Or maybe, I mean, it's there. I keep thinking it's...
Jojo, I enjoy beach. What do I do now, Jeremy? What do I do now, Jeremy Tiger? Cam or Keniston? Huh, Jeremy? Oh, yeah, sure. My name is Samuel. Hello!
Now I'm trying to develop into a fictional character. Now and I'm trying to develop into a fictional character. Now and I'm trying to develop into a fictional character. And I thought you guys might be able to help me. Now and I'm trying to develop into a fictional character. And I thought you guys might be able to help me with that.
Saved Thursday at 11:36 p.m.
Wow, that's amazing.
I like the song. I want to go down. I got my finger on my, you know what? Down. I'm the weirdest person you ever found or ever saw.
Yeah.
Beautiful. That's a good guy.
To hear this message again,
the end.
Your best 20 seconds at 1:03 p.m. Hello, this is Mallory, and what's your name, dammit? Bob. Oh, great, Bob. I need my baby, and you think someone fucking pissed and hit, blows, and Paul sucks, and Chardell sucks, and Chaz is dead? Bob, say something.
You know, you could probably get Chardell sucked. You're good, Jeremy. She's pretty easy. But she's got a big ass, so, you know, it's not really worth it.
She's atomically correct in her face, but her ass sure isn't really pissing me off. She's a slut.
It's amazing. It's really amazing. It's amazing.
It is truly amazing.
I can't hardly believe it. And, you know, that's the way it goes. I was also considering playing a different song for you, but then again, I might not. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. It depends. It depends a lot on a lot of different factors, you know. Those kinds of factors that you have there when you're factoring things in, you know, when you're just trying to factor things in. And eventually you can work it out or not, you know, it's not important. But, you know, here's what I think.
Hi, I'd like to purchase some cheese, please. I don't know where I live and I don't know where I work. Please send me some cheese, please.
Thank you. It's so unpredictable. Even I can't tell you why it does it, why it doesn't do it. You know, and it makes me crazy. It makes me kind of crazy. But that's okay. You don't mind if I'm a little bit crazy or maybe totally crazy. It could be that I'm completely crazy. And if so...
You're well...
Oh, you're here!
Yes, it's me. Is that you?
Yes, I've been waiting for you for 3,000 years.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I just went there. My friend brought me some nachos.
Your friends? Your friends? And what am I, chopped liver?
You're not chopped liver. I said they got that free nachos. What's up, babe, man? I'm really sorry I walked off your...
No, it's okay. We played some of the messages that you left earlier today.
You know... I love you, man. You're the best. Man.
Well, you're my most loyal and most important.
I know you could probably erase all these things, and you don't want
to
listen to them.
Now you have to talk to yourself.
What are you doing here? That was a jerk off. What's going on now? Man? I live in a...
Well, basically, we're reviewing. We might be done with this episode soon, but I got to do more.
Like New York.
I'm just going to keep recording forever.
No, like I take German. I take German.
But you can hear yourself, right?
German. Like, sometimes I'll talk German to a non-German just because they want to learn the language.
I got you brought up.
That's you. You know that's you.
You know that's you. You know, Mr. Jeremy, is everything okay?
Everything okay? Are you kidding? It's very difficult. You have no idea the challenge.
Can I tell you about the 92nd Street Y? Did I ever tell you that story of the 92nd Street Y?
Tell me the story of the 92nd Street Y. Why? Wait, first I have to know why.
It's just like, okay. So I was a supply sergeant in this unit, and my MOS is 92Y. They got a 92 Yankee. That's what they call it, 92 Yankee. It's another MOS. And then I get promoted to this unit. And then what they do is like a Jerry Springer show, like they make propaganda. I mean, that's really... So I thought I was doing socks and underwear, and I'm actually making propaganda. Are you there?
I'm here. I hear everything you say.
Okay, yeah. So I was complaining to them. I was like, what are you doing? And I actually went to the unit the other day, and I was like, you know, my mother used to bring me to the 92nd Street Y since I was Jewish. And then we used to watch these people. She was really into this trash. And, you know, I'm really into it, too. Don't get me wrong.
How much? I mean, are you, like, into it as much as she is?
Like discussions, like, full-blown, like, Jewish ideology. Like,
right.
So full-blown discussions.
It's different for you.
So I used to watch it, too, with her. You know, she used to take me there. I was totally into it. And you have, like... a discussion for like an hour on like...
Oh,
you know,
really? Oh, so the whole bit.
Yeah, the whole bit, yeah. When I was a kid, you know, and then, yeah, I was totally into it, man. Don't get me wrong, man.
But, I couldn't possibly get you wrong, believe me. There's no way.
So then I was like talking to my unit, and I was like, I'm supposed to be like fucking underwear here. And they said, no.
No?
They said, you have been recruited and selected by the Department of Defense to be in a propaganda unit.
DOD, huh?
Yeah, I've been accepted. I was recruited into a propaganda unit.
That's good.
So it's like what we do is we like make up, like we do like a set, and then we make like an audience, and then we promote propaganda.
Yeah, well, you need to can you do propaganda for me?
We make a scene, and then we just start smoking the audience out.
What if I don't even know who the audience is?
They just pick an audience. It could be any audience.
No, but right now, like, for instance, the audience is out there in TV land, but I have no idea who they are or how many, or I can't see them. They can only contact me. You know, they can dial in like you did, or they can Skype.
So I'm no longer a supply sergeant. I'm a targeting.
Yes.
I made some propaganda, but I didn't know. They didn't explain it to me, so now I'm making more propaganda.
Well, if you could help me make some propaganda about why normality is a myth.
Why normality is a myth?
Yeah, there's no such thing as normality. It's a made-up concept, and it makes it harder for weirdos because people think there's such a thing as normal, but there isn't.
There is no such thing as normal. Like, yes, I actually thought I was a supply sergeant, and then now I'm telling you, Mr. Jeremy, I was in there, and they actually brought me into the state, and there was like an audience of like 1,000 people.
1,000 people?
Yeah, and then we're sitting on the stage area.
Wow.
And then we're actually, like, drawing out, like, propaganda. And then we're talking to the audience.
Well, how could I get my weirdos propaganda in front of 1,000 people?
I don't know, man. But that's what I'm doing in the Army now. I mean, I'm not doing socks and underwear anymore.
Well, me neither. I don't even wear socks and underwear. I don't even have a body.
I have to tell them that.